Joining me in the studio is the sheriff of the Callaway County Sheriff's Office, Mr. Darrell Maley, and want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you in here. I think you just got past the election. You were elected as the sheriff of Callaway County Sheriff's Office, and this is your first term, as I understand it, correct?
Correct. The election in August was the primary. There is no Democratic challenger, so as long as I remember to vote for myself come November, I should be the new sheriff of Callaway County. I've been the acting sheriff since June of last year, 2023.
Absolutely. How long have you been with the Callaway County Sheriff's Office?
I first started as a volunteer reserve deputy in 1990, and then I went full-time in 1992.
Wow, yeah, quite some time. Tell us about your vision for Callaway County Sheriff's Office, maybe some of the initiatives that you have, some goals that you have for the Sheriff's Office.
Some of the big things right now are things that have been in the works for a few years. Right now we are almost done with our CALEA accreditation. There's it's a commission for accreditation of law enforcement agencies. It's an international organization, and you have to make sure that your policies fit within their parameters and everything. And once you do that, then you can get CLIA accredited. That is coming to an end in November. We'll have to go to a conference down in Florida, do oral interviews before the board there, and then they make the final decision at that point. And if that happens, we'll be only the fourth sheriff's office in the state of Missouri, and I believe only the 39th law enforcement agency in the state of Missouri. Places like the Highway Patrol, Boone County Sheriff's Office, University of Missouri Police Department are the only accredited law enforcement agencies in central Missouri. Columbia's not, Jeff City's not. So we'll be one of the few. And once that process is done, then want to start up the NIGEL accreditation. CALEA only deals with the enforcement division of the sheriff's office. NIGEL deals with the jail. And that'll be a whole nother ball game there. It's my understanding it's a lot shorter process, a little easier process. Hopefully we can get through it fairly quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Wish you the best of luck on that. You were telling me about a new grant that you guys have applied for, for a new canine, as I understand it. Tell us a little bit about that this morning, if you will.
Well, the Callaway Sheriff's Office currently has three canine units. Two of them are Malinois, excuse my pronunciation of that. One's a German Shepherd. The German Shepherds are kind of known for hip displacement, and our Shepherd is the oldest of the three. He is starting to have a little bit of age and a little bit of medical issues. Currently, there is a grant out there for law enforcement agencies that we are in the process of applying for to hopefully get a new canine to replace and let Canine Krieger retire. That's another process. You know, you have to go to the state of Pennsylvania, you pick out the dog there, bring it back. Dog alone's roughly $9,000. Bring it back then for almost 2 months, you're without a road deputy for 2 months, because once you get back, that deputy and that dog go to training over at Boone County. They have a great canine training facility over there. And for almost 2 months, they're gone every day, 8 hours a day, doing training. So you're short that deputy for that period of time. If this goes through, then we'll be lucky that, like the vehicle, we won't have to replace, you know, the equipment or buy new equipment, because we'll be retiring the one canine, and this new one would just fall right into that vehicle and go to work.
Very nice. When do you hope to have an answer about that grant, or is there a time frame on it?
The grant itself closes in a matter of 2 weeks, I think, and there is no official date that there will be an announcement made.
Gotcha. We'll keep our eye on that spot for sure. You were talking a little bit about, you know, losing someone to training, but how is staffing overall for Callaway County Sheriff's Office?
we're like everyone else. A lot of agencies are short of personnel. We're lucky that we're not as bad as a lot. Currently, on the road personnel, there's should be 23 road deputies. There's 38 personnel total. 38 includes the investigators, school resource officers, civil process servers, stuff like that. Actual road deputies, the one that goes out, handles the call. If we as full staff, we'd be at 23, but we do have three openings. Over in the jail, there's a total of 29 employees, and we have five openings in the jail, which, you know, just a year ago, we was five open on the road and 12 openings in the jail. So it's come down, but it's a constant issue.
Very nice. People who want to apply, they can they stop by the sheriff's office or they can get something online?
You can go online to callawaysheriff.org, to our website. You can apply online there. Actually, our website's a pretty good website. You can subscribe, get a email every morning that shows you everyone that's been booked into the jail the last 24 hours. There'll be a picture, their name, their charges, and anyone that's been released from the jail. And it's pretty informative. You know, our jail's a busy spot. This morning, the jail census hasn't been completed yet. That's probably something that's been completed since I've been here. But like yesterday morning, we had a total of 107 in our jail, 91 males, 16 females.
Wow.
So it's a busy little spot over there.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I certainly appreciate your service, and I appreciate you stopping by here this morning.
No problem, sir.